May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 883. How backward is my heart in search of endless life, how loath with toys to part, which only bring me grief. Small riddance in the race I make, yet pant for breath each step I take. 883.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7. And we will begin to read from verse 31 to the end. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, and reading from verse 31. And the Lord said, "Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, and calling one to another, and saying, 'We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, 'He hath a devil.' The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, 'Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners.' But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.' And Jesus answering said unto him, 'Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee.' And he saith, 'Master, say on.' There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this that forgiveth sins also?" And he said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us, and help us to venture to the throne of grace, calling upon his name. O Lord, once once more we come into thy presence and we do pray and beseech of thee, Lord, to prepare our hearts rightly to come before thee, for the ground whereupon we stand is holy ground. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to draw near to each one of us, and that we might know and feel the sanctifying effect of thy Spirit upon us, blessing us with a solemnity upon our spirit, that we may be helped again to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And, O Lord, we come once more truly dependent and trusting in upon thee, Lord, that thou wilt come and do something for each one of us. And for, O Lord, the blessing and the mercy to us is this evening hour that the gospel table be spread, and thy gospel table, Lord, it holds all manner of all good things, plenteous in riches and in blessings and in benefits and mercies. It is a gospel table which for the poor and the needy of thy people is able to enrich their souls and to bring them in to partake of that fullness that is in thee and in the gospel, and that the blessing of thy word and thy truth may indeed be a merciful and gracious blessing to us, as, Lord, thou art indeed the gospel, the word, the written, the incarnate word. And we pray, Lord, that there may be a portion for each of our souls this evening hour. And, Lord, we do pray that if thou wouldest be pleased that through thy Spirit to take a portion of thy word and apply it to our souls, that it might be a living portion, and that our souls might live and be nourished and fed, sustained and upheld by and through the word and the gospel, and that it may be a word that shall meet all our needs this evening hour. Precious Christ revealed to us, and oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for the gospel then, and pray that thy doctrine may indeed drop as the rain and thy speech distill as the dew into our poor souls, Lord. Oh, may we be helped each to draw of the wells of salvation, and that drawing by faith, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased then to grant to each one of us some sweet token of thy love. Salvation's wells, indeed, are those wells, those rich streams of living waters that flow out of Zion into the souls of poor, needy sinners. And, Lord, we do pray that we may each be partaker this evening hour. We want to be able again to taste of the sweetness, the rich stream of thy love to sinners, that everlasting love in God the Father and blessed to us through Jesus. Oh, that, Lord, that our souls indeed may be blessed with a further token, Lord, of that love. And it is indeed a gracious truth that it flows out of thy divine election and choice of us. And, Lord, what a great blessing that word is, election. Sovereign choice of some, from lost mankind, and that, Lord, if thine election and grace should come to any one of us, oh, it is the greatest blessing that could ever come to the soul of a poor needy sinner, and to know the truth of that election as we were given to Christ and blessed and with salvation through him, and to be one of those elect vessels of mercy. Oh, do Lord, we pray, come to each one of us. Oh Lord, thou knowest how that we have come this evening hour. We want to know, Lord, again and again. We want to be confirmed in our faith, Lord. Oh, we want to know, Lord, a little sustaining, the Lord, of thy gospel in our souls, to lift us up, Lord, and to strengthen us, we pray thee, spiritually and inwardly in our souls. And Lord, each one of us, Lord. And Lord, we do pray that we shall not be those that go in and out of thy house of prayer as the door upon its hinges, Lord. Oh, but Lord, if thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to show to us our need as sinners. Oh, that thou wouldest appear unto us, Lord, and show to us each, Lord, the solemn truth of our corruptions by nature, and, Lord, the mercy that is in the person of thy dearly beloved Son. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to show to us, Lord, and to reveal and manifest those corruptions within, and that we may be brought to seek after him, even the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to be the surety of his people, and that all those corruptions washed away through his precious blood. O Lord, we do pray, then draw near to each one of us. Remove any hindrance and distraction from us, Lord, the cares, the concerns of this world, and many things, Lord, that whilst we're found in the pews of thy house, come in and upon our poor souls, and oh, we're quickly turned away, Lord. And Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt deliver us from him, even the adversary of souls, whoever seeketh even in the pews of thy house to draw our hearts away from thee. O Lord, we are conscious of his devices, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest come and rebuke him at this time, Lord, and that he shall be that one indeed, that shall be brought to see that thou didst come, Lord, and to deliver us from the prince of this world. Now is the prince of this world, O Lord, that one who indeed dwells within by nature, that one enthroned, that one who is indeed a usurper, and came in through deceit and craft, Lord, and it is only thou, Lord, canst root him out. Thou wast manifested to destroy his works. Oh, destroy his works, Lord, in each one of us. And pray, Lord, take up thine abode within. Oh, what blessing and mercy it is to be found one with Christ, in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free. Oh, let this be the mercy that belongs to each one of us, we pray thee, Lord, and grant true and living desires for thee, Lord, for thy house, the house of thy prayer, for thy word and thy truth, true and living desires towards thee, Lord, in faith and love to thy name, that thou wouldest be pleased to be with us, Lord, in every part and aspect of our lives, that we might walk before thee, Lord, and serve thee all our days, that we may be able and helped to commit all our way and path into thine ever-merciful hands, that thou wilt be pleased to undertake for every one of us, Lord, that we shall not be left to our own devices, to the craft of our own hearts, Lord, and Lord, the deceitfulness that is within, but wholly, Lord, to look up unto thee, to lead us and to direct us through this barren wilderness here below, and pray, Lord, that we may be helped and enabled to commit our all into thy hands, Lord, that, Lord, thy will might be done in everything concerning us, Lord, to truly serve thee, Lord, and to give glory to thy name. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for this grace, Lord, to honour thee in all our way and path, to put thee first and foremost in everything, to give thee, Lord, the preeminence, Lord, and pray, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to be that one, and to come to all our needs here below. So we ask these mercies, Lord, and be with thy people here, Lord, and they gather together in thy name. Oh, do come to each and every one of them, Lord, and the word that is preached with and through thy servants week by week. So use them, Lord, as those in thy hand to minister forth thy gospel grace. And pray, Lord, that the word may be so suited to the case and to the need of thy people here. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be a bearing of fruit unto righteousness. For indeed, we are indeed those that without thee we can do nothing. And unless we are bound up, Lord, in that living vine, branches entwined in that living vine, then, O Lord, we shall be left empty. We shall be left dry, Lord. And, Lord, we do pray, oh, that thou wouldest be pleased then to bring us, Lord, to seek after thee and to serve thee. Oh, may we know, Lord, what it is to have our hearts and affections set upon things that are above. We think of thy word, Lord. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that it may indeed be a desire in our souls truly to seek those things that are above. It follows that new life of grace in the soul, that we are now those indeed brought into a new and a living way, children of the day and children, Lord, of grace, and children through thy Spirit. And, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased indeed to help us each and every day to live unto thee and to serve thee and to honour thee in all our way and path. May we each know, Lord, what it is to be a praying people, a people, Lord, that abideth and knoweth truly well the throne of grace. And, Lord, for it is truly a great blessing and great mercy to be able to draw near to our God and through the Lord Jesus Christ, and to seek him and to desire, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to be with us in every part of our lives, but to be made praying men and praying women. Oh, that will be our mercy, Lord. We do pray, Lord, then that thou wilt help us to continue in thy name Help us to take up our cross daily and to follow thee. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt truly be that one, Lord, to lead us forth through this barren wilderness, and whatsoever, Lord, thou wilt be pleased to bring us to pass through, oh, let us be subject to thee, Lord, and to give glory to thee. It may be in trials and difficulties and hardships, it may be an afflictive path, maybe a path, Lord, of infirmities and sicknesses and diseases. It may be a path, Lord, of much mourning and much sorrowing over sin and iniquity. Thou knowest, Lord, but oh, we do pray, Lord, that they may be those things that thou wilt so use and sanctify to us, Lord, to our spiritual good and prosperity, and that, Lord, we may be brought to see, Lord, continually our whole dependence upon thee. So do, Lord, rule and reign in our hearts and lives. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to rule, to reign, that thy counsels and thy purposes come to pass in respect of this nation of ours. O Lord, a nation that was truly a Christian nation, and a nation that truly lived upon thee and lived by prayer, and a nation that has seen thy gracious hand forth so many times, that thou hast kept this little island, and thou hast spared us, Lord, from all enemies, watched over us, and that thou hast been brought to pass thy will and purposes concerning us. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased still to overrule in all things, that we may again be a nation turned to thee and be separated from the confederacy of other nations, separated, Lord, and to know that we have a God, and a God in the midst of us, and a God who is to be worshipped, praised, and blessed. And oh, we do pray, Lord, if thou wilt be pleased to separate us unto thyself, then be pleased, Lord, to hear all the prayers and the petitions of thy poor people. Help them each to trust in thee and to commit their whole cause to thee. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt bring to nothing the counsels of men, Lord, that will oppose thee and turn against thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt again be pleased to dwell in the midst of us, that it is righteousness that exalteth a nation. Let that righteousness again spring forth into this nation, Lord. May we see, Lord, a godliness. May we know the blessing, Lord, again of men and women brought and turned to thee, and with the fear of the Lord in their hearts. O Lord, put faithful men and women into government, Lord, and to rule faithfully and to keep thy word and thy sayings, Lord, and to walk according to truth. Oh, if that, Lord, would be but the blessing, Lord, then we would be such a favoured nation, Lord, and we would be a nation indeed who would be found under thy rich mercy and grace, a nation under thy favour and blessings, a nation, Lord, who would seek to lift thee up and glorify thee. O Lord, may this be the mercy that might come to us, Lord, we pray thee, and be that one then to come to us and rule in divine power. Put forth thy authority, Lord, amongst us as a nation, and let thy will be done. We pray thee, Lord, and help us to say, Thy will be done, we pray Thee. And so, Lord, we come to Thee now once more, that Thou wilt be pleased to be with us, and in the midst, the twos and the threes, Thou hast promised, Lord, and we pray to do unto us, Lord, the good that Thou seest us to stand in need of. Draw each poor soul to Thee, Lord, a soul needful, a soul dependent, but a soul waiting upon Thee and upon Thy word. And be pleased, Lord, to feed each with the riches, the unsearchable riches of Thy grace. Help Thy servant, Lord. Help him to speak in Thy name. Show him what to say, Lord. Lead him into Thy truth once more. We look up to Thee, Lord. Let it be Thy word, not the word of a man, a creature, but Thy word. And do be pleased to open the hearts of Thy people here, to hear and to receive that word mixed with faith. And we ask these mercies in and through that all-precious name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 1034. Jesus, my soul's athirst for Thee. Absent from Thee I cannot rest. Come now, reveal Thyself to me. I cannot leave Thy throne unblessed. 1034.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would seek to draw your attention to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 7, and just two or three words from verse 44, perhaps just the second clause or third clause. The seventh chapter of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 44. Seest thou this woman? Seest thou this woman? Just feel, it's been a word that has been upon my spirit on and off for a week or two. Seest thou this woman? I believe the Lord just led me into one or two thoughts in respect of her last evening. When we were brought to behold the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, seest thou this woman? Yes, he may be speaking to Simon the Pharisee, but the Lord Jesus is speaking to us also. Seest thou this woman? And feel to want to open up the glorious grace that should come to any man or woman upon this earth. The hymn writer says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And here is a subject of amazing grace, something that our poor minds cannot really come to the bottom of it. That grace should ever come to any one of us. Our God is the God of all grace, and all his grace shown unto any one of us is shown to us in and through the person of his dearly beloved Son. Here is God's grace, and hear how abundant is this grace. Seest thou this woman? Pray that this evening hour, that our souls may delight into the blessedness of this grace, how it was grace that was blessed to us, although we knew nothing of it before time began. It began, dear friends, before our God spake all things into being. Grace began with our God for every one of his people before they were ever born into this world. And he knew every one of them whom this grace would be blessed to. Every one. And it is a specific number. But one thing is true and certain, that we were no better than this woman. Seest thou this woman? Can we see here the church? Seest thou this woman? Not one of us was any better than this woman. And you might say, well, I differ to think of that truth. Dear friends, we were all born in sin. That is the truth regarding any one of us. And it doesn't matter what extremity that sin might be. It's sin. and our God cannot look upon sin with any degree of allowance. Pure and holy he is. Seest thou this woman? Just want to open up a few thoughts in respect of the greatness of God's love that should come to any one of us. This love, dear friends, was an everlasting love. And here, seest thou this woman? Love was bestowed upon this woman. And love was bestowed upon the whole of the church. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Seest thou this woman? Now Jesus here is speaking. The eternal Son of God. And he saith in his word, by and through the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 8 and I believe verse 18, behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. Now, here, Jesus knows every one of the children whom his heavenly Father gave to him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given to me. Dear friends, he loved these children before time began. And every one are loved in Jesus, the Lamb of God slain from before the foundation of the world. And Jesus saith in another place in Proverbs, and my delights were with the sons of men. Oh, Jesus delighted in this woman. Seest thou this woman? He delighted in her before time began. And he delighted in every one of his people. Think of this, dear friends. It relates to the church. Seest thou this woman? She was well favored and well loved before time began. Jesus loved her. And his heavenly Father gave her to Jesus and sealed a covenant in respect of her. And it was called a covenant of grace, a covenant of peace, an everlasting covenant, a covenant ordered in all things and sure. So that the truth in respect of this woman, because his heavenly Father loved her, that she should indeed be blessed and sealed in that covenant. And before time began, and through the blood of the everlasting covenant, a covenant ordered in all things and sure. That was the hope of David, wasn't it? He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. O, see thee, blessed and glorious, Father, Son, and Spirit. All determined in their offices and characters to save this woman, to love this woman. and the covenant was sealed. The Lamb of God that was slain from before the foundation of the world. God's almighty love then was fixed upon her. And where was that love shown and revealed to her? It was in Jesus. Before time began, seest thou this woman? Yes, she was given to me. But let us just see another truth in respect of this. In the fullness of time, we were all to be born into this world. A time to be born. Let us see this, the wonderful stream of grace that flows through the certainty of this woman's salvation. Seest thou this woman? She was born in time. A time to be born. But in my mind, I just go to a word that I preached from at Chippenham a few weeks ago. A text taken from Psalm 71 and verse 6. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Seest thou this woman? Loved of God, born in time. And the wonderful truth of this word here. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. Oh yes, the midwives and the nurses, yes, they may have all been fulfilling their office and work. Ah, but Jesus says, who took me out of my mother's bowels, it was he, wasn't it? The certainty of the birth of this dear woman. And isn't that the truth in respect of all of us? Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. Oh, there was going to be a certainty of the birth of this woman into this world. Oh, but David says in another place, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Oh, how can this word here be applied to such an one? By thee have I been holden up from the womb, one that is such a vile sinner. She was an harlot, as they all understood, and as the Simon the Pharisee understood it. A woman of the city, well known. She had a reputation. And she was holden up from the womb by the Lord. Can we understand this, dear friends? It applies to the church. She was born in sin. Original, and then actual sins. Yes, she had the fall within her. And that fall gave evidence, ultimately, to an awful sinful life. And yet, can we understand this grace, dear friends? Thou who hast holden me up from the womb. Seest thou this woman? and just read another word to show to us clearly and to remind us where we are by our very birth into this world. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Dear friends, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Certainly no knowledge of themselves. Certainly no knowledge of their wicked and deceitful hearts. No knowledge. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Oh, another truth, dear friends. Just read it from Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Preserved. She was preserved while she lived that awful life. Can we see where we were, dear friends? Seest thou this woman? See where we were. Born into this world, and we were preserved, kept, sanctified. I believe this, dear friends. See this wonderful chain of grace, unknown to us. But dear friend, it's this blessing that flowed out of God's love to this woman. And while she indulged in all her sins, he still loved her. The wonderment of this grace. Seest thou this woman? See her in all her filth and defilement. See her in the awful life that she led. See how she pleased the flesh and satisfied the flesh. And yet preserved. Seest thou this woman? She was preserved. She was kept. She lived an awful life of sin. But the appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. Oh, that set time, dear friends. Jesus, the Lord our God, dear friends, sent forth his dearly beloved Son into this world. And what was the mission of Jesus? I read just a word in Ezekiel 34. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. This woman was never going to be lost. She was never going to perish. That is why she was preserved. She was preserved, dear friends, by the Spirit and the power of God, although she was such a vile woman, and isn't it the truth with us? I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. We'll bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, Oh, have we seen such grace, dear friends? What Jesus came to do for this vile woman. But unto us, dear friends, seest thou this woman? Wonderful truth. And the Lord, in the divinely appointed time, you would meet with her. As he met with the woman of Samaria, a divinely appointed time. A time to call by grace. She heard the gospel. The word preached reached into her poor soul. It was a word that condemned her, a word that convinced her. A word that showed to her how vile and base she was. But this is grace, dear friends. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound here. And dear friends, this is the gospel. He is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And Jesus confirmed the blessing of the mission that he came to do. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Even this vile, vile woman. Seest thou this woman? She heard the gospel. She was taught to feel and to know her sins. And yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came not to save the righteous, dear friends, but to give repentance to sinners. And he gave her repentance. Yes, she would be brought to look inward and to see her sickly life. But dear friends, all her sins and all her iniquities and all the awfulness of her life did not surpass the blessedness and the glory of Jesus and his cross. No. Her sins were great, but great was the mercy in Jesus and his sufferings and death at Calvary. By the grace of God, Jesus tasted death for every man. Meaning the church, the sons and daughters of God. Seest thou this woman? See, hear the blessedness of that word to become true that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. How that she became a humbled and a broken woman. And this indeed is the picture of the church. Humble, broken, brought to nothing. And she came to Jesus, nothing in her hand, no good to plead of her own, no merits, nothing that Jesus should ever look upon to commend her to him, nothing at all. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Oh, what great mercy seest thou this woman. And then in respect of this woman, the word that Paul spake or wrote to the church at Ephesus, predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ our Lord. Is there anything more precious than that word, dear friends? She was a child of the devil. Now she is a child of God. The adoption of children. You see, Jesus suffered in her room instead, put away all her sins and iniquities. And yes, she broke God's holy righteous law, but Jesus fulfilled it for and on her part and honoured the law of God. He made it honourable in respect of her, as if she had never committed any crime. Isn't this the gospel, dear friends? It is. A blessed truth. Seest thou this woman? Tears. Wiping my feet, drying them with the hairs of her head, anointing my feet. Seest thou this woman? I believe that she was already a saved sinner before she came into the presence of the Lord Jesus here, due to the parable that the Lord Jesus spake of the creditor, two debtors. He spake that, dear friends, to Simon the Pharisee, indicating to him that she was a 500 pence debtor. And this is the mercy that belonged unto her. Simon the Pharisee scorned the Lord Jesus. If this man were a prophet, he said, you see, he would know that she was a sinner. In other words, he won't permit her to touch him, because that is what the scribes and the Pharisees were like, dear friends. They didn't see any sin in themselves. No, they stood in their own righteousness. And it's a righteousness that condemned them, really. But this is the truth with this woman. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. Who was the creditor? Why, it was God, dear friends. God was the creditor. And this woman was one of the debtors. And she owed so much. A life full of sin, evil and wickedness, served the flesh, satisfying the flesh, lived to the world. And she had an awful reputation. But seest thou this woman? Two debtors. She was a 500 pence debtor. And oh, isn't it here, in respect of this creditor, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50, and when they had nothing to pay, oh, she came with nothing, dear friends. She had nothing to pay. She couldn't pay. She couldn't put away all her sins, dear friends. She was a great debtor. She owed so much. Whoever could pay for her? Whoever could be a ransom for her? Whoever could cover all her sins and iniquities? It was Jesus. He was the surety for all her sins and iniquities. And she came, "Seest thou this woman?" She was a great debtor, a great sinner, but she had been forgiven much. "Seest thou this woman?" She loved much. See how she loved Jesus. And wasn't that the truth, dear friends? With each one of us that have known the blessedness of the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins. Wasn't it at Calvary when Jesus spoke peace and pardon into our poor souls? Wasn't it there, dear friends, that we felt in that moment the greatness of that love of Jesus to our poor souls? I do believe that it was a time and a season where we experienced, dear friends, somewhat of that love that he showed towards us. And that love, dear friends, went out towards him. Oh, there was none like him. None like him. That he should come to us. That he should come and save us. Unworthy. "Seest thou this woman?" And the experience of this love is in the blessedness of Jesus. Jesus owns her now. I know that a little later he said in respect of his love to her, but it was for Simon the Pharisee to see this truth, that she was a pardoned sinner, that the Lord Jesus said to her, "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven." He was telling Simon, yes, her sins were forgiven. But he called her a sinner. And yes, she may have felt it, but she was a sinner saved by grace. She loved much, and she loved Jesus. "Seest thou this woman?" See now how that she has been given to Jesus, and Jesus now has saved and redeemed her, and that she is now reconciled unto God the Father, that she doesn't owe anything to this creditor anymore. No, nothing. All her sins, past, present, and to come, all been paid, settled. Heaven has settled it, dear friends. "Seest thou this woman?" She now has Christ to be her husband, espoused to Jesus. And Jesus is going to take care of her. He's going to watch over all her affairs. And as he preserved her, the time that she was born into this world, until the time that he came to save her, so he will also preserve and keep her thereafter, until that time that she should depart this earthly scene. She is under now the absolute care of the shepherd of the sheep. "Seest thou this woman?" And this woman, she wanted for nothing. Oh, because, dear friends, Jesus will supply all her needs. Oh, she will want for nothing. She will be like unto David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." and she shall not want. And then also this dear woman, that she should be one that would cast all her care upon him, for he careth for her. Isn't that the truth? And she'll continue to love him, continue to follow him, continue to serve him, and to worship him. Isn't this the gospel, dear friends? Seest thou this woman? Wonderful truth. Now she is one of the children of God. Oh, dear friends, seest thou this woman? Do we see, dear friends, the wonderful change, shall we say, of grace, even from being born into this world? Isn't it something to thank and praise and bless our God for? We were going forth in our sins, weren't we? We were no different to this woman. No. We were awful in our sins. And she would have never chosen Jesus, would she? Would you have chosen Jesus? No. Seest thou this woman? Her delights now are in the Lord. He is the altogether lovely one to her. There is none to be compared to him. As the apple tree amongst the trees of the wood, so is my beloved amongst the sons. This is the blessing. There's none like him. And isn't that the truth, dear friends? When Jesus spoke our peace and pardon, was there any to be compared to him? No. None. But it may be a thought here. What about those that are seeking the Lord? What about those that want to know the blessing for themselves? Well, dear friends, if the Lord has begun that good work, if he has brought you here in particular because you're anxious and concerned about your never-dying immortal soul, then, dear friends, there is word here. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Are you waiting upon the Lord? With great mercies will I gather thee. It was great mercies, wasn't it, that gathered this woman? In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Continue, dear friends. Hid his face a little yet, but if he has begun, he will complete, he will perfect his work. But press, press upon him. Seest thou this woman? All her mass sins, the Lord Jesus did not leave her nor forsake her. No. And pray that this may be the truth. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows every one of that great number that should be called by grace. And dear friends, pray and beg to be one of that number. Plead thy cause. Tell him all thy sins, the awful life, all thy vain thoughts and imaginations. Tell him what he already knows with a sincere heart. He is ready to show mercy. And there's an appointed time, and it will come to every seeking soul. Now there is a further blessing in respect of this dear woman. The Lord prepared a place for her that she should ever be with him. She was never going to perish. She was never going to be lost. No, the Lord will preserve and keep her. But the Lord has promised this dear woman, seest thou this woman? I go to prepare a place for you. It's personal, isn't it? That is what real religion is. But Jesus prepared a place for her. She has no more time, dear friends, for this world and for worldliness. And she is one that now hates her sins. And for her, she can say that we have no continuing city here. No, nothing here for her poor soul to live upon. Nothing here but Jesus and his gospel, you see. And I go to prepare a place for her. No continuing city here, but she was seeking a city to come. And dear friends, there is a place reserved for this woman. Seest thou this woman? An inheritance incorrupt and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for this dear woman. And dear friends, she is with him now. She loved much. She was forgiven much. Seest thou this woman? What a glorious end this woman had. We know it's true, dear friends. The Lord Jesus spake to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. She would go in peace all her days. But I believe that she would have that peace that was settled upon Simeon. Let us now thy servant depart in peace. To mercy it is to see the salvation of the Lord. Thy faith hath saved thee. God-given faith. Faith centered in and upon the person of Jesus, upon his finished work at Calvary. Faith in that all unspeakable gift of God the Father. Gave his dearly beloved son for this woman. And dear friends, let us thank our God for the blessing. And peace. Peace in her soul. and peace with God. And that is what we want, peace with God. This peace of God that passeth all understanding. And she held this peace, dear friends, under her faith in the merits of Jesus. Seest thou this woman? Well, friends, see this woman, see the church, the glorious beginning, the awful life that she lived, and the precious end that she came to, an elect vessel of mercy, and now forever with Jesus. And this will be the portion of every one of the Lord's dear people. May we have some token. May we be able to view by faith our prospect of this inheritance that Jesus has reserved for each one of us. The same that he reserved for the dying thief this morning. What a mercy. Seest thou this woman? Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £720, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde next Lord's Day, who also hopes to give out the Sunday school prizes. Let us close with hymn 787. Come, poor sinners, come away in meditation sweet. Let us go to Golgotha and kiss our Saviour's feet. Let us in his wounded side wash till we every whit are clean. That's the fountain opened wide for filthiness and sin. 787.
Thank you.
that thou wilt own and bless thine own word, preached and proclaimed this day through the anointing of thy Spirit. And do pray that it may be a word to the glory of thy name, to the good of souls. And Lord, we do pray that we may be able to take thy word with us, to contemplate it, the mercy that is in it, and particularly the precious Christ in the room and place of the sinner at Calvary. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us, Lord, in the week ahead. Help us to commit each and every day unto thee. And now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.